Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison. We're waiting for Redhead and Johnny to come in. Blog Talk Radio had some difficulty, so we apologize for anything that may have happened with issues of time, that deals with timing of this amazing broadcast. Calendars are on sale. Up to 50% off calendars, plus free shipping over $25. And yes, if you love shows, any love CBS and all their other shows, you could get take 20% off of your order at the CBS store, which these could be found at itsmyurals.com/AMCPress, and all our affiliates will be there. Will also be listed on AMCPressCo.com. And you could tweet us at AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews, which is also found on itsmyurals.com. It's like the one-stop shop. And yes, they're fashionably late, Johnny and Red Hood.
Yes, we're here. We got the mother
actually. And about that, Radio.
And let's just point out that if you find that Blog Talk Radio is having any other issues, discrepancies, it's not our. This is something that we should point out. Go email Blog Talk Radio, go on their Facebook page, complain, call them, because...
Don't go easy on Blog Talk Radio.
And let them know that you were trying to listen to this show and say that there was issues. Because we would... quality shows is what we're trying to bring. And on that note, what would you say if there was a wax house in London start to melt?
Run! That's what I would say. Run.
I kind of think of the witch melting, but it's a house instead.
I could think of the entire cast of Wicked melting.
Yeah, I don't think they would be too
and,
busy.
And them singing Defying Gravity.
I don't think they would be too thrilled with that.
Well, no.
There is that distinct possibility of everyone actually running and being turned to wax. You know what I mean?
Then that just sounds like a creepy,
sounds like a Wes Craven.
Yeah, it sounds pretty creepy, and it's like horror film calling. Horror film calling.
No, I mean, the best horror films on Earth is the ones where, well, people don't move.
Or Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock. Roman Polanski. That sort of thing.
Yes, but that's here nor there when we're when a wax house is melting and
well,
and,
I mean the wax house. I mean, really, the wax house. What was this person thinking? I would like to know. You
don't
know.
I don't know.
What was the architect thinking? Oh, I know what he was thinking. I mean, Mr. Chimanek, who it was famous for his four-story sliding house in Margate in Kent, apparently built a two-story house sculpture out of wax bricks. Now, the house itself looks quite impressive, I must say.
That's always good.
However, when you're starting to melt a house, okay, the house looks creepier melted.
Hmm?
If you know what I mean. It looks creepier melted.
It definitely reminds of films out there.
But yet, the detail, let's just take a sliding glance at the detail. Okay? The detail.
Yes.
Each brick has been cast in a powerful wax with beds of terracotta sand, which renders them both individually and uniformly in color. And over the last year, artists have collaborated with chemists, manufacturers, engineers, and to develop visually convincing bricks.
Interesting.
Okay. And might I add that these are visually stunning. You know, I mean, the fact is that it is all wood. A lot of this is wood. It's wood and concrete. You know.
Okay.
You know, and if you look very closely at the fixtures, it looks as if it was wood, and then they sealed the paraffin, and then they put it to show. So regardless of it, whether it melts or not,
all right,
it needs to melt. You know, it is, it's all part of the plan.
Alright.
You know, this artist actually speeded along the melting process with a heating tool, and by the end of the festival, The sculpture was entitled The Pound of Flesh for 50 Pounds. 50
Oh, interesting.
Which will be a mound of wax drippings. So, gradually, you know,
it's expected
not
ev- to.
Like, if you look at all the photos, right?
Right.
All the photos, actually, it's very interesting. Because what it looks like, I mean, it looks very, very sturdy, right?
Right.
For the festival, and that's what it was, right? And then
it's meant you for the festival,
and then,
not
and
any...
then yeah, and then you see the first, right? And then the second
right.
photo, so you go down, right? Go all the way down the page, those of you who are listening, right? Go all the way down the page, right? And you will see that you'll see that what it looked like, and then you go up, and it's a tour of what it looks like. So this
right.
artist definitely planned all of this out to make it more grotesque. And
right.
it does seem that grotesque, which makes it even more cool.
Because you know,
this type of house, it's a visual display.
Right.
Right? It's a visual display, but you're growing down, you know what I mean? You're going
right.
down, so...
It's scaling
not,
back.
It's
supposed to melt over time.
Right. I mean, thanks to Fleet Street, melt money every day. So, think about
yeah.
that. A melting
right.
house of wax.
Yes,
yes, yes. Not that bad.
Not terrible at all, either.
No. It's not terrible at all. It is
gives
actually
more,
pretty damn good.
Makes things interesting.
Oh, yeah. It makes things... interesting in ways of
far beyond imagination either.
Well, it gives things, you know, in interesting light regarding
a lot. I know that there's
regarding aesthetics, regarding, you know, if you have terracotta, right, and terracotta is a thing of not wax, but brick, right, terracotta brick is a lot more solid than wax. And so if you melt wax into brick, you're basically hardening the brick.
Hmm.
If you know what I mean. Because if you heat a brick, it actually bursts into 1,000 pieces.
Okay, still...
So what I'm proving is that a lot of things, right, most people who melt stuff for a living, like glass blowers and stuff like that, and even our mint, right, the US Mint melts a crap load of nickel and silver per day. Okay,
they start out as
yes, rats. It's kind of it's
the same thing with
wax.
The same thing with wax.
It still does not. It still makes things. It still, if people aren't expecting that it's going to happen, people look and say, "What the hell is going on?" And coming out saying, "Why?" And how is this supposed even?
They're making it out like it did
anything for the festival. You know, it did something for the festival. You know, when that's not the case.
All right.
Clearly. You know, clearly it's not the case.
It's something that people do question. You can't deny that either.
No. I'm not denying it. I mean, what I am denying is
why they're questioning it and why they want, why it makes the news. Wouldn't you be questioning if something didn't look right either?
Well,
yeah.
It doesn't look
yes. It would be here nor there. Something looks strange. Everyone and their mothers would be questioning it. Have the point. Which is good to have. Especially when you're dealing with people doing stupid things daily. And don't you have something that could relate to stupidity, Halloween, and that?
Well, I have a couple of things. Everybody knows, well, most people in New York City know about the really good Greenwich Village Halloween Parade. My girlfriend and I, we went out to Mott Street for Mulberry Street for an anniversary. And so after, we met some of our friends. Okay, so far so good. Well, we met some of our friends, and her husband and I were being stupid. Okay, my girlfriend and her friend were both talking.
We had a cop. Cop looked at us because we were doing pratfalls. Possibly the
cop. Quit playing with your dinghy.
We weren't playing with our dinghies. We're doing pratfalls. It's a lot different than playing with your balls.
debatable.
Well,
it depends on what kind of pratfalls, too.
Very, well, bumping into stuff. Anyway. Yeah, exactly. Just like that. So, we can get arrested or nothing. But, so, we then go, we say goodbye for the night, and then the fun begins. As we all know, local commuters into this, mayhem,
right, get into a bit of, they always come out in the latex masks. Well, this guy that we bumped into had the latex mask of an ape. First thing I said was, it must be hot in there. He goes, yeah, it's very hot in there. However, the ape mask was not without a cigarette, which made it the smoking ape. Right. The smoking ape. And the smoking ape. And so I began just riffing. And this does happen occasionally. And when I do it, it does come out pretty funny. And so I just started with the Planet of the Apes. So I said, were you at the Ape Convention of 1932? He goes, no. I said, really? Then you must know about Planet of the Apes. He goes, yeah, I do. I said, that's why. I said, so which one would you be, the intelligent ape or the nonplussed delusional ape? He goes, the intelligent ape. Look at the bow tie. My girlfriend and I stare at the bow tie. Then I look up at his face, and my face basically says, well, I'm an ape. I'm a slave to society. I'm also a menace to society. But I'm old, tired, haggard, and I want convention and evolution. So I continue on. I said, well, what about, you know, the evolution period between 2014 and 1937 when they released Planet of the Apes? He goes, oh, you've seen the movie? I said, no, I've seen the project. He says, what project? I said, the project in which they bagged every ape and used it in the Greenwich Halloween Parade as a prop. To which the whole ride went like this. It was about 24 minutes. It's probably the longest riff I've ever done on record. And so it ended up with him sitting down and just this guy nodding. And so I even said, I said, so it's a racial thing, right? He goes, no. I said, really? So then it's related to iPods then. Needless to say, I didn't get beat up, but yet, you know, I said, there's as much feeling to this as there is for Gollum and the hobbits. Small little apes running around the field. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
I mean,
but Gollum is different.
Ape going ape. Going ape shit. Going ape at the bank. Going crazy with money, thinking that you have any money. Kind of thing.
Yes.
Going apeshit on the subway. And what made it really funny
Yes?
Can I help you? Anyway. You know, what made it really, I guess an anvil just dropped in my head.
Yeah, I guess. That also means we change to the next subject, too, that takes a little more of a...
That takes a little bit further, right?
No.
Shut up.
I think this... I think it means that Disability News... That's just a Disability News podcast.
Oh, yes. So...
Did it press this? Anyway... Not unless you want to make a mockery of what we're doing.
I didn't say that, but
you didn't say that. I know. Just clarify.
But anyway, we now go to the fact that something that we're not going to make fun of tonight.
No.
Very. This is horrible. This is atrocious.
It's
fact
not
that, you know.
doesn't matter what kind of disability you have when you're dealing with
something. Do you want to start this off?
No, I'm not going to start this off. You start. Okay, fine.
Anyway, yeah. So,
in Granada, Mississippi, Cody Beck was 12 years old when he was handcuffed in front of several classmates and put in the back of a police car outside of Granada Middle School. Cody had lost his temper in an argument with another student and hit several teachers when they tried to intervene. And he was taken to a local youth court. Now, then,
That's not the saddest part. Kids know wrong from right. But when teachers don't know how to handle disabilities, that's a problem.
Well, teachers don't know how to handle disabilities.
But no matter what, this person pretty much if that's not enough,
he was sent to a mental health facility 2 hours away from his house, and 12 days later, the fifth grader was released from the facility and charged with 3 counts of assault.
Which is horrible. Which everyone, if you have disabilities, everyone has triggers. Doesn't matter what it could be. There could also be contributing factors at home. We don't know. We can't speculate.
No,
but it did say that Cody is one of the thousands of children caught up in the juvenile justice system each year. At least one in three of those arrested has a disability, ranging from emotional disabilities like bipolar disorder, or learning disabilities like ADHD, dyslexia, Asperger's,
and some
researchers estimate that the figure may be as high as 70%.
Wow.
Now, what I would like to raise is that people, you know, I myself, outside of this podcast, yeah, I've gotten tickets and whatever. I've been in scrap fights and whatever and whatnot. Okay, I'll admit this. I'll come right out in a minute. But half of the prison system today is mental health.
Oh, yeah. No questions asked.
Especially when it comes to the juvenile system.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't help where people look at people with disabilities like, oh, you're trouble. When it isn't the case. People could learn right from wrong. But also,
when
there's issues,
right from wrong.
But then there's those issues where kids get it hurt. Kids could get treated so bad, and no one could help.
Well,
which is...
You know... You know, what's crazy is a lot of people taking aim at young people for not getting their way, but stuff, other stuff that they can't control getting in their way.
Right. And people may not understand this, people don't necessarily understand this, but you can't hurt, that you can't jump on those who have disabilities. You can't lump everyone as disability all in one category either. That's just as bad.
Right. And you can't say that this kid was a bad kid. You know?
Yeah.
And what is insane about the system is there are more people in the system that have stuff wrong with them.
Wow. Yeah. And that number is huge. That's why I'm saying, wow. Because much as we all have disabilities, when we hear numbers, it's like, this is crazy. This is, something more has to be done and not be... and not make those have the problem, the issue. Everyone plays a role.
Of course, everybody plays a role.
No matter how you look at it.
Even people who, you know, even people who have the even people who have bipolar, right? Let's take a perfect example. Does anyone here on this podcast fans of this podcast watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah.
Crazy Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Prime example.
Has bipolar.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy Eyes has bipolar. And ADHD.
Right.
And not only that, but, you know, most people, when you visit a prison, and you're touring a prison like Skirts, right? Most people go, oh, yeah, those are loonies, right? They're
doing serious time for serious things and whatever, and nobody wants to pay them anymore.
Right.
Most people
don't take into consideration their lives.
Right.
And that is the
that's the thing.
Right.
The thing is, do you, what would happen, right, if, what would happen if there were no disabilities? Well, it would be different.
Then it would be a utopia as well, and the world is never a utopia. Let's get that straight.
The world is never a utopia of anything, of any kind. You know, however, most people, are really good people. You kind of go, and you have to take it into huge consideration of of the fact that most people don't realize there's a problem until it's too late.
Right. If there was a better understanding, things could get better.
Well, things...
There would be an understanding. You can't have one thing without the other, either. There has to be an understanding, too.
Right.
With no understanding, there's no progress.
Right. And no understanding. Most people, right? Most people take it they don't take pity on it, but this person, I totally take pity on, because
right.
The guy was 14. There's another one. There's another documentary that I may be tied to the stage version of this, but as a writer, but. It's called Kids for Cash. Go on iTunes, watch it. It is the same version of this. Just imagine
a different side of the coin without learning disabilities and throwing high schoolers in Pennsylvania illegally in prison.
And it's an amazing film. It's an amazing film. It's kind of the same thing with this.
Kind of, but still 100% different in ways. Let's put that out there too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And taking this on in a way that this kid should have never had to experience it. It's gonna scar him for life.
And
you know, special education.
Really, I want to put my word in that, guys, and most likely Johnny would too, Rag.
Let's take over the show. Why don't you? Let's make it the Red Hood show. Yeah, let's move on. Let's go. No. We want to know what you think. Where is he?
Oh, God.
Did Kanye leave? I think so. Nope.
Yes.
Shut up.
Nope. He didn't leave.
Yeah, he didn't leave. Yeah, you kind of forgot about Kanye, Mr. West. Didn't you?
He wants to move with all.
Yeah, so anyway.
We all would like Warden Edgewise. That's called a monologue. Let's make that really clear, Redhead.
True. Anyway.
And it's a conversation. It's a talk show. So we all talk.
Yeah. So anyway, you were going to say?
That Johnny should also be able to jump in.
What, when he gets the chance?
Yeah. Johnny, what do you think about what was said?
There's no ticket. Don't exactly lead to jail. I mean, it's just like a stereotype, you know, like.
It's bad.
I mean, it's bad that we're judged like that. We're just looking for help. Just don't knock us down.
Yeah. It's almost like, what do we have to do to be accepted?
Yeah, me. We gotta fight a little harder.
Ryan, do you agree with Johnny?
I mean, I agree in two separate fashions. The fact is that in this country, we're judged way too quickly.
Exactly.
In the stuff that we don't know. The kids for cash document. Yeah, the kids for cash documentary. That we can't really reveal the details of what and how we're working on it. But
how about we just.
We're
stay
not.
Away from that.
But
how about we just stay away from that?
The point is, the point is,
it's
what I'm trying to say.
You're a bit late for that!
Shut up!
The point is...
crap.
Point is that in that documentary they do the same thing that they did to this kid.
I completely
and
forgot what I was about to say.
Oh, God.
You know.
Oh, God.
So, but this kid is,
like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm sure I'm making a good effort at it.
Yeah, you are, Johnny.
The point is that, do I agree? Do I agree with what Johnny said? Yes and no. You know, there's more people.
People get judged at, but people with disabilities get judged at no matter what.
Yeah.
There's assumptions, there's stereotypes. Stereotypes do not go away.
Yeah.
In the employment world, and no matter where you are, players could judge you. And you have,
oh, sure.
And you would have, and you, and as you would have very little to actually say, and when you do, it could be too little, too late.
Yeah.
And your job is already gone when they basically give you the door, basically. Say, we're going to take advantage of everything that you could do for the company with the tax credits, with the benefits that they have, but then it's a thing of their treatment.
Right. And how
and
much treatment they get. This kid, it sounded like this kid was thrown in to a population that in Mississippi there was more than 14,600 youths who were involved in Mississippi's juvenile justice system in 2012. But it's unknown that how many were special education, since the state does not track that information. Which is sad in a way, because that's like representing half of the population.
Yeah.
And then
now,
he could have been in situations where he couldn't, where he was getting picked on, and no one was going to help. Doesn't matter if you have bipolar or not. If no one's out there to help you or remotely understand what's going on, that's hard enough. You're not wrong with that.
No.
It's a give-and-take situation. People can only do so much until they say, time out, you have to understand X, X, and X. There's only so much a person could do.
Right.
Until they feel like... Until they feel like you're just going to make it be that way. Where it's harder. It's actually
right.
You. Which is never fun.
Right. It's never fun to be in the situation of, you know, being locked in a cell when you didn't do anything wrong and you feel like absolute crap.
Or his situation could have been where Sarah's provoked. We don't know the full situation. But I think it's a common thing for kids when being provoked, they react. Doesn't matter if they have a disability or not.
Well, no. No. But.
And we also have another story that we have to discuss, which relates to the viral video actress that did the catcall PSA is now has been getting threats, and it's almost like she did PSA. It's nothing. She did something so to make guys and other people aware of what they do. Who has that right to just do that to anyone? When knowing that, I'm sure you enjoy seeing people with significant others getting catcalled or getting guys.
Absolutely not.
And it's normally not the bigger women getting catcalls. It's those that are thinner. That's just from what I never was catcalled, and I'm a curvy, vivacious woman, which means. I'm fine with who I am. I don't need guys catcalling me. Quite frankly, I look at that as being a scummy thing. I look at that as just being like, you're doing this.
Exactly.
And then the actress who was involved in this and putting in the video getting death threats, and it's just cruel. It's wrong.
I mean, it's wrong in a lot of things that in certain states you kind of have to ignore it, you know.
Right. Then sure.
And
those. It makes those in relationships uncomfortable.
Oh, sure.
And with this actress, it's like she did this, and those who are trying to degrade her, something else should be done. Shouldn't matter. I look at it if what they're saying is bad. She's every right in the world to make it where this is wrong. I look at her as being a strong woman.
Well, strong woman.
Yes. But strong woman in the way that she is,
and she's handling it
the way that she's
very well. She's handling it very well.
Yeah.
And I give her there's so much credit that is due. Especially when you go about your day and women could get things happen to women on a daily basis. It doesn't matter what.
Sure.
And it's a big thing.
It's like, I think, you know, with the NFL breathing down, the only reason why they're breathing down women's abuse and whatever is
because it happened.
Excuse me.
Right.
If it didn't break the news, and being under scrutiny, it probably wouldn't have never, but would be out there. Wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Right. But there's a thing called equality for women, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all I'll say is I'll stick to the subject. There's equality for women. And equality for women with disabilities who are in prison.
All right. Yeah.
And we have about 150 seconds left.
All right. And if anyone wants to see any really great movies out there, definitely check out Nightcrawler. Interesting movie, and that note, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will be back. With some more fun. Have a great night, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.